gardening tips on Basingstoke Community Radio with the garden editor, Claire.
It's a new year and it's the garden editor, Claire, is on the line. Good morning to you, Claire.
Good morning. And can I still say Happy New Year? Is that still okay?
Of course you can, yes. We're only seven days into it, aren't we?
No, it's just a baby year. It's not even crawling yet. We've got time to get to know this new year of 2025, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. Did you have a good Christmas?
I did indeed. Thank you very much. It was very, very low key, which is exactly how I like it, with lots of family and friends time. So all good. How about yours?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. One of the questions I'm posing today, Claire, is did you have any naff Christmas presents that you think, that's nice and maybe I might re-gift that?
Go on, be honest, but don't
drop anyone in it. Go on.
No, I won't. Well, what I would say is I've got very nice things from the people I love and who I care and cherish in my life. So I'm very, very grateful for everything. But I don't know if people are trying to send me a signal, but I really do have enough gardener's soap now and hand cream. And I think it comes from a place of thinking, oh, that would be really good for me because my hands are always a bit dirty and all the rest of it. But I probably have enough soap now. So thank you, everyone, for your kind gifts of soap. But I will keep what I've got so far and get through it. But please don't be offended if you know me and you end up with some soap in 2025. I'm just sharing the love.
You might be re-gifting it then.
I might. Well, look,
always
I always
handy
get through
for Secret Santas, isn't it?
It is indeed. Did you get any naff presents? Or am I dropping you in it?
No, not really. No, I've got some good I normally get a wedge of Edam cheese every year because that's the only time I eat it. But it's not a naff present, though. I won't be re-gifting that.
That's a tremendous present. I really love that. That is fantastic.
Right, okay. So today, then, we're talking about winter interest in the garden.
We are indeed, because if you're anything like most people at this time of year, you're looking out of the window and just sighing and just thinking, oh my goodness, it's so dispiriting. Even if you can see out your window past the storms and the rain and the random bits of snow and then the fog and the mist, you know, it's really drank and deary out there. So I thought I would just do my top five plants for if you want something perky and interesting in winter. And this isn't just about what looks interesting, it might be also about what smells interesting as well, because there's some super interesting science about how we smell more in winter, or plants have to work harder.
Well, you don't, because you've got lots of soap.
I've got lots of the soap.
You,
yeah,
you don't smell much in the winter. Well, you might be fragranty.
For once, I possibly am not stinky. But it's true that there are certain plants which actually put out a load of scent in winter, and that is super important for some of our very early pollinators. But because the temperatures are lower, they have to work extra, extra hard to pump out these scent. So I thought we'd talk through my top five of these plants. So I klaxon for Latin, I'm afraid, Dave. You can bonk me on the head or whatever. So coming in at number one is something called Sarcococca confusa.
Wow.
But it's got a lovely English name. So Sarcococca confusa is also called Sweet Christmas Box. And this is a shrub. It's quite low growing, maybe to about a metre high. And it's evergreen, which means it keeps its leaves all year round. And around this time of year, it develops loads of lovely white, teeny tiny flowers. But the scent is amazing. It's called Sweet Christmas Box for a reason. It's like that really posh perfume you only get if you kind of get one of those testers in duty free. And it's a really great plant. It can cope with shade. It can cope with most soil conditions. It just sits there most of the year. But I always try and tell people, put it somewhere near your front door. So when you're getting in and out of your car and it's grey and grotty, even if everything looks quite quiet, you've got a lovely hit of scent. So that's number one.
Right.
Sarcococca confusa. Am I confuser in you yet?
Sarcococca confusa. Right, okay. I won't remember that. Sweet Christmas box, I will remember because I remember.
Exactly.
That's all right.
And
okay.
And then the next one, which I think is really good, and this one is actually more for colour. Quite often when we think about colour in gardens, we think about flowers, but there are a group of plants which are really good for their colourful stems, and these are the dogwoods. So dogwoods is the English name, but the posh Latin name is cornus. in particular the Corpus Cornus sibiricus, and these every year on the new wood they grow really long shoots which can be bright red, they can be bright orange, or they can be bright yellow, and they are the most amazing colour because all the leaves fall off, they are deciduous, and you are left in the winter with this really amazing bare structure. So if we get those very rare days in which the light, we get a bit of sun and the light streams on cornice, on dogwood, it is absolutely amazing. And the reason I like it is it's a classic bog off, buy one, get one free Claire plant, which means you not only do you get these lovely stems, you can also cut them and weave with them. So I have to say I did a bit of crafting over Christmas
All
and I
right.
made I wove five circular wreaths from these, and I made them five gold rings for my dogwood, and I hung them from a tree out of in my front garden. So I look
Ah.
like a bit of a numpty, but it was free and I enjoyed doing it. So there you go, the Cornus alba sibirica. There's a whole different range of them, but the one I really rate is she's called Annie's Winter Orange, and she is so bright orange. She's like Satsuma orange, or a fire colour, and it's just amazing when you just need something to really take you aback when everything else is brown or green. Get your hands in a dogwood. We'll cope with most soils around here. It can cope with sun. It can also cope with lots of wet in the winter, which
That
is
sounds good,
ideal for
then.
around here, isn't it? Yes, exactly. So we're looking a lot of the science we're looking at the moment to try and find plants which can cope with winter wet and summer drought, and the dogwoods are proving really good on that one.
Good.
So there we go. That's number two. Number three, do you want Latin first or
Yeah,
English first? I'll
do the
give you a choice.
Latin first. Yeah, let's see if we can educate some of our listeners, including myself.
Well, every day is a school day, but these are called Helleborus cross hybridis. Helleborus are a form of Lenten rose or Christmas rose, and what that means is that they put up and they have evergreen leaves, and then in the winter time they put up flower stalks, and they have the most amazing deep coloured of purple and pink and white coloured flowers which last for months and months and months of the year. One of the ones I really like is called Viv Victoria, and she will have dark purple flowers about 20 centimetres high off the ground for about 3 or 4 or 5 months of the year. So if you think about your hard-working garden, putting one plant in which is going to give you consistent amount of flowering for that amount of time is really, really useful to have in your arsenal. You can get them in lots of different colours. They are, I have to say, if you put one or two in them, they do tend to have fun together, and they make lots of other different ones in different colours. So if you start off with a pink one and a purple one, before you know it, you'll have lots of babies of different colours all between them. So if you like that kind of different colour effect in the winter, go for some hellebores in different colours and see what happens.
And they're rose Christmas roses, you say.
Christmas roses, yeah, or they're sometimes also called Lenten roses, but the
Okay.
Latin name is Helleborus, and
Right.
then there's all sorts of bits afterwards. But if you just think about hellebores, and that gives you that one.
Right.
Right, we've got two to go.
Gone in.
So this one is something that people might be familiar with, wallflowers, which the Latin name is Erysimum, and these are flowers which have purple stalks on the edge of a kind of a evergreen mound, and then they have these little stalks, and then like googly eyes on the end of the googly eyes, you have bright purple and bright pink, really lovely, lovely large flowers. And there's one called Winter Joy, and would you believe it
What's that?
flowers in the winter.
How does it? Oh, okay.
Normally wallflowers flower in the summer, but this one called Winter Joy flowers in the winter, and if you buy it in a shop, it looks really grumpy. It's one of these plants which just looks so unhappy in a pot. It just doesn't ever look anything much. Pop it in your borders and it absolutely flowers its socks off. I had clients sending me WhatsApps every week saying, "It's still flowering, it's still flowering, it's still flowering all winter long." So Erysimum and Winter Joy guaranteed to bring some much needed colour into our borders.
And
And then my
Winter Joy as well. Much
And exactly,
winter,
it's called Winter Joy.
that's
Yeah,
right,
you couldn't ask for more. And now my last one, I'm going to go for a smelly again. So this one is not something which looks particularly exciting, but the smell is like burnt caramelized sugar. You know that smell of kind of
Yeah.
when you used to go to the fairground
Oh
and
yeah,
there was like
that's
the
right, yeah.
candy floss and
Yeah.
all those type of smells. So this is called Edgeworthia chrysanthemum. Edgeworthia chrysanthemum. There you
Right.
go. Also known as paper bush. And in the winter,
Right.
it loses all its leaves. And then it has these orange or kind of like paley, creamy, buttery coloured little, really funky looking seed heads, kind of flower seed heads. And it just kicks out this scent like no air diffuser ever could imagine. Now, she is a little bit tender. She doesn't like it if it's -5 or below. So at the moment, I don't know what the temperature is like where you are, but it's been getting down to -4, -5.
Yes.
So she would probably benefit from being by a sheltered wall, or if you have a balcony or a front door or porch, she might be happier there. But she is one of those ones where literally it stops you in your tracks and makes you think, I must go and have a hot chocolate immediately. So she is my final plant of my five winter interest plants, Edgeworthia chrysantha.
Wow. And you're going to put that up on your social medias, are you? Those top five? Because I won't remember them.
I think I probably should, shouldn't I? Yeah,
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
I'll put some info on all five of them, because they're cracking plants, and we need all the joy I think we can get in these months of darkness, don't we?
That's right. Yeah. Now, before you go, did you realise it's National Houseplant Awareness Day today?
Oh, that's fantastic news. Oh, that makes me happy.
Oh, that caramelised. That last plant, I
Yes.
forgot the name already. Could you not have it
Chrysanthia Edgeworth.
indoors for a little while? That'd be quite nice,
You
wouldn't it?
possibly could, but like a lot of slightly tender plants, if you bring them in, they basically go into a bit of shock. It's a bit like culture
Right.
shock. So
Yeah.
inside and outside. So if you get very cold, I'd just probably put a bit of bubble wrap or an old sheet round it
An
for a
old,
day or two.
okay. Little duvet. Little
Little
plant,
duvet,
a
little
little plant
cocoon.
duvet.
A little plant duvet, but no, house plants are brilliant. You can get a house plant for every different situation. So ones for shady, ones for lack of light, ones which live on neglect. There's loads of plants which, the less you water them, the least attention you give them, the better they
Well,
do.
there you
So
go.
maybe
There's
we could do a
another
session on house
episode there,
plants.
isn't there?
There is indeed. House plants for neglectful plant owners. How about we do that
Oh,
next time?
yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, okay. Right. We're going to speak to you in 2 weeks. But before you go, what song have you got picked for today?
Oh, well, I thought we needed a bit of cheering ourselves up. And I thought, we're dreaming of hot places this time of year, aren't we?
Oh,
So I thought,
yeah.
let's do some California dreaming with the mamas and papas on such a winter's day.
Thank you very much, and I'll speak to you in a couple of weeks. Thanks, Claire.
Speak to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Gardening tips on Basingstoke Community Radio.